Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Mlaleli sawubona egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yemusizo wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqikithi yokukholwa, la sikhuluma khona ngokuthi yini kahle kahle thina esingabantwana bakaNkulunkulu esiyikholwayo. We call the program Heart and Soul, formerly khona lana ku Radio Pulpit. UNkulunkulu akubusise for waking up so early in the morning. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi isikhathi sama intercessor, isikhathi sokuthi sivuke bese lalela izwi likaNkulunkulu bese emva kokuthi ulalela iHeart and Soul bese uyaqhubeka ngeinhlelo zethu eziningi, but at the same time you are interceding as you are commanding the day. Now you know ukuthi last week siqale ngoku introduce the subject ethi the armor of God, sikhuluma ngeikhali zikamoya ukuthi ziyini, and esikutholile ukuthi the armor of God, it is a spiritual thing, because when you are a spirit you have a soul and you live in a body. Kuningi nje esikufundisa sile kulezi nhlelo zasekuseni la sikufundisa khona ukuthi you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body, and now we are going to get deeper. The armor of God is beyond ukuthi singena ku spiritual warfare, siphonsa inkemba kamoya, siphakamisa isihlangu sokukholwa, but it is beyond that, but it's going to help you as umntana kaNkulunkulu ukuthi wazi ukuthi mawufaka the whole armor of God kusho ukuthini khona lokho. So you need to know number one ukuthi on a literal level the armor of God, it is a spiritual armor because you are a spirit, because the enemy esibhekane nayo noma the enemy esimelane nayo, the enemy esilwa nayo, it is a spiritual enemy. You know, it is an enemy esingayiboni ngamehlo wenyama. The basic noma the basis of foundation scriptures ithola lana ku Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 uthi, finally my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, put on the whole armor. Ngiyalithanda lana ukuthi alithi put on the armor, but lithi put on the whole armor. Sizofundisa about the whole armor. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Bese ithi, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. And then he has baluta against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of the age of this age, against the host of wickedness in high places. Ngelinilanga sizochaza ukuthi kahle kahle those are the different ranks of demons. You know, when the enemy, noma when the devil was cast out of heaven, when he rebelled against God, he drew a third of the angels. So those fallen angels are the ones that are today's principalities, powers, rulers, and they all have different roles that they play in the spirit realm. Kodwa ngoba uChrist wasifela thina esiphambanweni, as much as ba odali, as much as ba ibutho elinamandla elilwayo elimelene nathi, uJesu wasinqobela wasinikeza amandla, bese uthi thina we are wrestling against those. Akathi we are fighting pale. Yazi wrestling ukuthi njani. I wrestling, you know, when somebody is fighting against another person, impi yakhona cishe ayina ma rules, because omunye ugibela phezu kwekhanda lomunye, athathe inyawo alibambe alijikijele aphumele ngaphandle athathe idustbin amphonse ngayo. That is the fight that we have with the enemy eimpilweni zethu. Usathane akanandaba ukuthi ama rules athini. Akufani njengeboxing, iBhayibheli lithi siku boxing but lithi siku wrestling. So in other words, it means ukuthi ngelinye ilanga kuba sengathi uyakhlula uphezu kwempilo yakho bese uphinde uphakame futhi, because at the end of the day as umntana kaNkulunkulu, losing the battle is not losing the war. Mhlawumbe ubhekane nesimo namhlanje mlaleli obona kahle ukuthi the enemy is really ngathi sakaya wina empilweni yakho. You know, ubhekane nazo ngapha nangapha, especially this month of March. Abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abaningi, whenever you take your phone sithi siyakhuluma, you can see that a lot of people are going through many things, but ngifuna ukusho namhlanje ukuthi we are victorious through Christ Jesus. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the enemy. Hallelujah. So namhlanje ngifuna ukukhuluma about the helmet of salvation, so that you may understand ukuthi lithini izwi likaNkulunkulu about what salvation is. The helmet of salvation, you know, ikhuluma ngokuthi wena kahle kahle you need to understand insindiso yakho. as umntana kaNkuluNkulu. But now, before ngene ku helmet of salvation, ngenzeka futhi ngingangeni fully namhlanje, but ngifuna ukuthi understand the whole notion of the armor, ukuthi lithini izwi likaNkuluNkulu. Now, understand ukuthi as a child of God, you are in a covenant noNkuluNkulu, usesivumelanweni noNkuluNkulu. And abaningi bethu, they don't understand what a covenant is. But a covenant, it's an agreement between two individuals. Ngikhenga khuluma ngayo about the things that happen in the steps of a covenant, ukuthi ziyini. But namhlanje ngifuna ukukhuluma about the exchanges that happen. You know, the closest thing to a covenant, esiyibone, it's when two individuals are getting married, because it's beyond just a contract, but kuhlanganiswa abantu ababili. That's why kuhlatshwa isilwane, and then bese kuthiwa half of the animal iya khabo mkhwenyana, half of the animal goes khabo makoti, because you are identifying with each other. Niyahlangana, niba umuntu oyedwa ngaleso sikhathi leso. So kanjalo, you know, when the Lord did a covenant with Abraham, masithi siyalibheka izwi likaNkulunkulu in the book of Genesis, sibona ukuthi there were three things that happened in terms of exchanges. Number one, there was an exchange of names, because Abraham became Abraham, meaning ukuthi the Lord, whose name is Yahweh, gave him his name. Wamnikeza a portion of his name. He did not become Abraham Pela, but he became Abraham, because then it meant ukuthi, you know, he is covenanted with the Lord. And then bese the Lord was known as the God of Abraham. All generations knew because of this covenant that took place. There was an exchange of names. Eyayenzeka lesikhathi baze bayenza I covenant, bayenza isivumelwane. That's the first thing that happened. The second thing is that there was an exchange of possessions. UNkulunkulu bekathi konke enginakho ngikunikeza kona, bese kanjalo no Abraham naye uthi konke enginakho ngikunikeza kona. There was an exchange of possessions, kangangokuthi uNkulunkulu waze wadimanda wathi give me your son, your only son, afuna ukubona ukuthi nangempela this covenant means anything to Abraham na. Bese uAbraham wavuma ukuthi anikele ngoIsaac. Wathi mase kafikile lentabeni, uNkulunkulu wajika izinto wabonisa ukuthi nangempela, you know, there was that exchange. Nangempela, they are in a covenant. And then uNkulunkulu wathi, because you have given me your only son, I will also give you, because lithi zikaNkulunkulu, because of you, every name, every family of the earth will be blessed. Wathi nami, I'm also going to give my son. UNkulunkulu ayikho into azoyidimanda kuwe angazimiselanga ukuthi akunikeze yona kuqala. So kanjalo, the Lord was willing to give his only son in the form of Christ Jesus. And then the third thing that happens when there is a covenant is the exchange of weapons. It is an exchange of weapons. Ngizogcina la, I think today, next week ngizokhuluma about the helmet of salvation. The exchange of weapons kusho ukuthi, you know, God is giving us his weapons, and nathi we are taking on his weapons. I mean, nathi we are also giving him our weakness. So thina, because we are the less powerful one in this covenant, we are giving him our weakness, bese yena usinikeza our strength. Lokho kusho ukuthini na? Kusho ukuthi izitha zakho ziyizitha zethu. It means that the Lord's enemies are our enemies, and it means that our enemies are the Lord's enemies, and it means ukuthi every time we go to a warfare, the Lord is obliged to get into that war with you. The Lord is obliged, because of the covenant, ukuthi angene kuleyo mpileyo nawe, uza naye namandla akhe nebutho lakhe. Bese kanjalo, when the Lord has his battles, nathi siyangena kulezo zimpilezo. Let's read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. Sehle naye lithi, when you go to war, uNkulunkulu uthembisa abantwana baka Israel lana uthi, when you go to war against your enemies and see the horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt will be with you. When you go into the battle, the priest shall come forward and address the army, and he shall say, here, O Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give way to panic because of them. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies to give you the victory. It means ukuthi noma ngabe yipi impi obhekane nayo, mawuzazi ukuthi usindisiwe, mawuzazi ukuthi waphakamisa isandla wamukela uJesu njengeNkosi nomsindisi empilweni yakho. I want you to know namhlanje ekuseni ukuthi kunoma ngabe yimpi impi ongena kuyo, uNkulunkulu ungena nawe, because because uthembisile ezwini lakhe, because you are a covenant, noma you are in a covenant with the Lord, ungene esivumelwaneni noJehova, naye uzibophile ukuthi nanoma ngabe yiphi impi ongena kuyo uzongena nawe. It may look like you are losing right now, but let me tell you something. You are victorious because uyasinqobela njalo. UnguNkulunkulu osiholela njalo odwendweni lokunqoba. Unkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli. Until next week, siyaqhubeka with the armor of God kungqekithi yokholwa.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.